Arturo had forgotten the suction clamps for carrying. The glass was heavy and the edges sharp, so the mirror became a swerving reflection of Dream Street. Dream Street Superintendent Gary. There has to be a benign capitalism, and we don't have that. It is definitely capitalism, and it's kind of like the robber barons are back in power. Even at the level of Dream Street that's operating, because it permeates our society. Stendhal describes a novel as a mirror carried down a road. The workers are hunched and careful. They pick a path through the irrigation trenches. The veering mirror catches a wall, a window. Arturo shifts his grip. A double chunk of house is cut into the sky. Gary. In the United States, it's better I grab before you do. Usually it's all for me and nothing for the rest of the people. And the workers are just the workers. If I can crush them a little bit more, then I make more money. In the last frame, Arturo leans around the end of the mirror to see where he's going. But he's reduced to a silhouette. He could be anybody. Gary. There are sort of levels of victimization. It's what you're willing to, I shouldn't say, stand for, what you cannot rise above for some reason or another. It may be because you're too timid. It may be because you're too unskilled. You may not know the language. But there's some reason you cannot rise above this level. And that's where you're going to be. And therefore, somebody on the next rung up can victimize you. And they do.